Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Give a warm welcome, even though there's no studio audience, to Nico Te Huki, a.k.a. Casual Healing. Good morning to you, Nico. How are we?
Oh, kia ora, Zach. How? He mihi aroha kia koe, bro. It's good to talk to you. It's good to be alive today.
Uh-huh. It's good to have you back, my friend. You're walking around the busy streets of Pōneke, it looks.
Yes, I am indeed. I am. I'm getting some of that sweet city air in my lungs.
Mm-hmm.
Soaking it all up, bro.
Mm-hmm. The smells, all the sounds, all the sights of the big smoke, the capital.
That's right.
I lived in Wellington for about three-ish months, and I was shocked at how many politicians I'd see on a daily basis. Do you see a lot?
Oh, what's a politician, man? I've heard those were like mythical creatures that don't even exist.
Well, mythical demons, I think, is the vibe.
Oh, maybe.
No stress. Now, you've just released a new record, or EP. Why? It's the third of four EPs investigating and celebrating the four natural elements. You've already released Wind, Ho, and Fire, Ahi, this year. And now Why, Water, is here. How are you feeling with the third of four?
Oh, man. It's good to release the waters. To let the floodgates down, and yeah, just feels really good to let it all out, bro.
Mm-hmm. You're like Aang in Avatar: The Last Airbender, just before he learns fire. You know, you're kind of at that stage.
Yes.
It seems you're really prepping for the big one, Earth, wouldn't you?
Straight up, bro. That's right. That's the last element that I need to master.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That should be very, very exciting. Now, I saw on Instagram that you're going on tour this week with Subtribe. You're shooting a music video, and you're teaching kapa haka to the youngins. Is this the best week of 2025 so far?
Yeah, bro, for sure. Oh, man, every week's the best week. Hey, I mean, but we're trying to change the lingo a little bit and start calling it a strong.
I did see that you're calling a week a strong now, yeah.
You saw that, eh?
Is it confusing quite a lot of people?
Yeah, especially in conversation, you know. It's like, oh, what are you up to this strong?
Mm.
And it's like, they're like, what did you just say?
It's all about positive reframing, isn't it?
Yeah, man, the English language is just a made-up language, and we can probably just make up our own version.
That is famously the strength of the English language, is its adaptability, I guess. So ka pai for doing that. But I want to talk about water. You know, it's where our ancestors millions of years ago dwelled. It connects the world via rivers and oceans. It sustains life. It's the basis of life. Many people have their pastimes in and or around it. What do you find most powerful about water?
Well, water stores DNA and information, and I don't know, it's just cyclical, eh? Like, it rains and then we drink it and then we pee it out somewhere and then it turns back into evaporation somehow, and it's just been going around and around since the beginning of water. And it's like, bro, where did water even come from?
I mean, yeah, there's theories that water came from meteors, asteroids back in the day when the Earth was still like real young. It's quite a lot of water must have come from those things. I mean, also, it's funny to think about, you know, the water you've drunk, it's probably water that dinosaurs would have also drunk and peed out.
Straight up, bro. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was real fun.
I love waters, yeah, man. Like, I was swimming in the ocean today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that often, so don't think that, oh man, Nico's like starting route, one of those disciplined ass guys who swims in the ocean every day. But I got a music video today and I just wanted to make my hair a bit curly. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing I love about water, is it makes your hair curly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. I love that feeling in the sauna after a, you know, during the sauna, go have a little shower. I love how that makes my hair feel. It's a good time.
Yes, boy.
The EP, it's in terms of its sound, it's very gospel and faith-inspired. Have you always had a sort of divine interpretation or relationship with water?
Yeah, I mean, I was born in a pool and I, you know, we all start as very watery beginnings, you know, in our human physical life. And we start in the womb in our mother's waters, and then I was born into a pool, and then I took in a big gulp of water, and it blocked me up, and I couldn't breathe when I was just born. And then I started going blue, and then my dad did a karakia, or a blessing on me, and basically said, spit it out, boy. And then, I spat out the water, and yeah, I've been breathing pretty good ever since then. But I guess I've been connected to water in many ways, as we all are. I don't know. I think I'm straying from the question there, but...
No, that's a great anecdote, man. Water gives, water takes away. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, there's a kind of a focus track on this thing, Moving Together, which is an ode to long-term love. It's not dissimilar from my favourite waiata of 2025, which is the puoro-driven He Piko He Tuna by Ray and Ia. You and your partner have been together for about 8 years. You've got two kids together. What's the secret behind your beautiful, successful relationship?
Oh, man. What's the secret?
Not necessarily secret, but what do you think is like a driving force behind the success of your relationship? Because I don't know, I feel like Gen Z, maybe long-term relationships might not be... I know very few people who have been in relationships for 8 years.
Yeah. Well, we just... we met each other and We focused on being friends for ages and built a good friendship, so that when we started being romantic, we had some solid ground to stand on. And then just throughout the years, we just keep showing up because we love each other, and it's not really about so much about desire or lust. It's more about it's what you can offer your friend in their life and what they can offer you, and realizing the potential of a relationship built upon trust, love. And yeah, we're actually on our way to shoot a music video for Moving Together right now.
Oh, beautiful.
So
lovely.
I think it's going to be Milo's first music video. So it's going to be cool.
Awesome. I think those are really, really wise words. You know, if you build a relationship on friendship and that kind of common ground, and then escalate things into a romantic sense, then there's already sort of a sense of trust. You know the person way better than if you were just dating them from the get-go. You know, that's a good way of doing it, man.
Straight up, bro. Yeah, straight up.
I think my favorite track on the EP is Little Girl, which shows your immense love for your daughter. All throughout the track, you're like reinforcing her to be who she wants to be and fly high, while marking sort of the struggles of parenthood. What does she think of the song?
Oh, she loves it. She sings along. she's like, this song's about me. She's three, right? So she's very cute, and yeah, raising a son has been a whole different experience to raising a daughter. Mm-hmm. And she can push my buttons. She pushes buttons I didn't even know I had, you know. She's like boom boom, and she presses them real good too. She's like beep 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 boop boop boop.
A scientist.
And I'm like, ah. How did you know? Those are the codes. So yeah, I just wanted to write a little song because sometimes I do get grumpy and shout at her.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do, she always just cries. And yeah, I don't want that to be our relationship or her experience. I want her to just feel free to be herself. So yeah. Yeah, that's Little Girl. You like that one, eh?
I love that one, man. I'm really enjoying the smiley jazz rap piano that comes on, and it marks sort of the most hip-hoppy moment on the EP. Where did the inspo for that kind of style come from?
Oh, bro. It's all in there. It's all in me. I love hip-hop. I love jazz. Or at least the feelings that all come.
Mm-hmm.
Just wherever.
Mm-hmm. Kind of reminded me a little bit of, if you're familiar with Dizzy Wright, he's got some good songs. Kind of similar. Chance the Rapper, a little bit, one of his earlier stuff. Mujabes, if you're familiar with him.
Yes. Sound like geniuses.
They are. They. Wow. They certainly are, man. When can we expect to see Unir Earth, and how does it sound like in contrast to the other three EPs that you've released?
Unir is obviously Papa Tuanuku, the earth, the ground. There's nothing more solid than Unir. So Unir is a roots reggae collection, and we recorded that last week or the week before live at Massey Studios with an 11 piece band. So that was a big contrast to the rest of the EPs, which were all recorded at home.
Mm.
Me being a hermit in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to have a whole different sound and a whole different feel, and hopefully it's just going to be like the icing on the cake or the fertile soil for seeds to be planted. Mm-hmm. And for things to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a big reggae number.
Awesome, man. I'm looking forward to hearing you say Babylon a lot, because I remember you saying that on Hypersensitive, and then I noticed that like reggae artists always talk about Babylon like it's some sort of horrible city. It's hilarious. It's great.
Yeah, Babylon, man. Babylon's acting wild these days.
There's a bit of Babylon in all of us, it seems. That sounds awesome, man. I'm looking forward to that. I'm very much looking forward to playing Little Girl, my favorite track off of Why. I don't know why, but father-daughter songs or parent-child songs always get me.
Yeah, sure. Maybe you're going to have a kid soon, bro.
Maybe. It's something I've, I've given a lot of thought. I'm still thinking quite hard on it, but we'll see. We'll see how we go.
Hey, you just think less, do more.
It's a good way to be. Thank you so much for coming on, Nico. Do you have any final words for our lovely listeners out there?
Yeah, just breathe easy. Have a lovely day.
Mm-hmm.
Keep healing.
Mm-hmm. Cheer?
Cheer.
Here we go. Thank you so much, Nico. Take care, man.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. All right, folks. That was Nico Te Huki, a.k.a. Casual Healing, coming on to talk about his new EP, Why, which is out right now. We're going to play Little Girl from that EP, and then we're going to have some news headlines from Cass. You're listening to The One. Here's Little Girl by Casual Healing.
When I first met you, little girl, never felt a love so true, little girl.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.